Adoption, the Roman secret to dynastic survival. The grand tapestry of Roman history is woven with threads of conquest, law, and engineering marvels. But beneath the veneer of legionary might and senatorial debate lay a more intimate, yet equally crucial, struggle: the succession of power. For centuries, the Roman Empire navigated this treacherous landscape, often relying on a practice that seems alien to modern sensibilities: adoption. Why did men like Augustus and Caesar, at the pinnacle of their power, turn to adopting distant relatives or even unrelated individuals as their heirs? It was a calculated gamble, a desperate measure to ensure stability and legacy in a world where birthright was often a prelude to civil war. In the early days of the Republic, succession was relatively straightforward, revolving around elected officials and the Senate. However, as Rome expanded and its leaders amassed unprecedented personal power, the question of who would follow became a matter of life and death. The assassination of Julius Caesar in 44 BC served as a brutal, bloody lesson. Caesar, a brilliant general and ambitious politician, had no legitimate son. His most logical successor, his grandnephew Octavian, was a mere teenager when Caesar fell. Without a clear, adopted heir, Rome teetered on the brink of total collapse, a free-for-all of ambitious generals vying for control. Augustus, Caesar's adopted son and the first Roman emperor, understood this peril intimately. Having fought his way to the top, he knew that a stable transition of power was paramount. Yet, Augustus himself faced a similar dilemma. While he had a daughter, Julia, her marriages produced no viable male heirs who survived infancy. Faced with the specter of his enemies gaining power or the empire fragmenting, Augustus made a series of difficult choices. He adopted his stepsons, Tiberius and Drusus, and even his own nephew, Marcellus. This wasn't about affection, it was about survival. He was grooming leaders, ensuring a continuation of his Pax Romana. Julius Caesar himself had set a precedent, albeit posthumously, by adopting Octavian in his will. This act, a powerful symbolic gesture, legitimized Octavian's claim and provided him with the crucial name and resources to challenge Caesar's enemies. It was a masterstroke that allowed Octavian, who would become Emperor Augustus, to consolidate power and establish the Principate, the system that would define Roman imperial rule for centuries. But adoption wasn't merely a Roman affair. It was a tool that evolved and transformed across cultures and centuries. In medieval Europe, the concept of hereditary monarchy took root, but the need for a stable succession remained. Kings and emperors, much like their Roman predecessors, often found themselves without a direct male heir. Here, adoption, or more commonly, the designation of a successor through marriage alliances or the elevation of capable relatives, became the de facto method. Consider the Capetian dynasty in France. When a king died without a son, the crown typically passed to the eldest nephew or cousin, often solidifying power through strategic marriages. The Holy Roman Empire also saw a similar reliance on familial networks and strategic adoptions to maintain the imperial title. This practice, while different in its formal execution from Roman adoption, served the same purpose: to prevent dynastic schisms and the chaos of disputed successions. The underlying principle was clear. The state, embodied by the ruler, was more important than the biological lineage. A strong, capable leader, even if not born into the role, was preferable to a weak or contested heir. This pragmatic approach allowed the Roman Empire to endure for centuries and influenced succession practices throughout the medieval world, creating a continuum of dynastic continuity built on calculated choices rather than pure chance. The legacy of Roman adoption practices is a fascinating insight into the challenges of governance and the enduring human desire for stability and legacy. It highlights how, even in the ancient world, the success of an empire often depended not just on military might, but on the shrewd political maneuvering and the willingness to adapt traditions to ensure the survival of the state.